From the young mind of debut author Lena May Turner comes a storybook of the beautiful act of coming together in difficult moments, as family, as friends, and as people. Inside We Stayed for Months and Days is a humorous and insightful picture book following children around the world during an international lockdown. Understanding the unifying reaction to some disastrous news from different people, races, cultures, and countries across the globe. Lena May Turner was only a few days old when doctors diagnosed her with a life-threatening autoimmune disease known as hypogammaglobulinemia. Having spent many weeks in and out of hospital throughout her life, Lena May is no stranger to living in isolation. She is currently the youngest author globally, with a book published on the COVID-19 pandemic, and one of the world's youngest published authors ever. And joining me in studio now, we've got Lena May and her mom, Candace. Welcome to the show, guys.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Hi, thanks for having us.
So cool to talk to you guys. And Lena, the first question is for you. Tell us a bit more about your book. How did you come up with the idea?
I wanted to show my friends that children all around the world are isolated as well. So I wanted to write a book that would cheer them up.
It sounds like it's such an incredible idea. What was the most difficult part of writing a book? Because it's a big, big deal.
Trying to get it published and finding the right illustrator. Very tricky.
And do you think that in the end you got some nice pictures in there?
Mm-hmm. They were so lovely.
Awesome. And now Candace, in the introduction I mentioned that Lena May lives with hypogammaglobulinemia. Can you please tell us a bit more about this?
Yes, so hypogammaglobulinemia, besides being a tongue twister, is it's actually an autoimmune disease that essentially your body doesn't create enough antibodies, and your body doesn't store the memory of an antibody after fighting an illness. So for example, we get colds, flus, our body builds the antibodies to that, we get sick again, and our body knows the next time how to fight it, or at least has some sort of a memory of how to fight it. But with her, unfortunately, her body doesn't build those memories. So she may get a few antibodies in some cases, but not enough to actually physically fight an illness. Even a simple cold is a struggle for her, and she has to go on to treatment for it. So this is why she's isolated. For that very reason, because if she gets a cold, it progresses into a pneumonia, progresses into, you know, a number of things. So she has to be isolated until they basically have a bit more understanding about COVID at this stage.
Thank you, Candace. And Lena May, coming back to you, I've always wanted to write a book and get published, and I know that getting published is one of the most difficult things. And just at 8 years old, you're already a published author. What are some of your favorite books that you've read or listened to or had read to you?
I've read lots of books and I like lots of books, but my favorite is Charlotte's Web and a Faraway Tree.
Ooh, The Magic Faraway Tree by Enid Blyton.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that was one of my favorites as well when I was little, and also Charlotte's Web. We even read that in school. When you get older, aside from writing, because obviously now you've published this book, you're a published author, that's quite a big thing. What are some of your favorite things to do in isolation to keep you occupied?
I like to play with my dollhouse and draw and swim.
Awesome. And then for other children that also want to pursue their dreams, it might be writing, it might be something else, what would you say to them to motivate them?
You don't have to be a grown-up to have dreams. Sometimes your dreams can come true if you ask for help.
Oh, that's nice. Thanks so much, Lena. And then either of you, Candace, Lena May, is there anything else that you would like to add?
I'd like to add something. COVID's only going to be here for a little while, but we must share a lot because there are millions of children that don't have poems or food.
Thank you, Lena May, and thank you, Candace. Thanks so much for joining us, and thanks for ending with, I think, a reminder to us all about that COVID's only going to be here for so long, and that we need to really come out of this stronger together. Thanks so much, guys.
Thanks so much for having us.
Thank you so much for having us.
Bye-bye.